It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Recently, the government has announced some major reforms to how regional councils operate, with regional councillors proposed to be replaced by boards made up of city and regional mayors, and potentially even Crown-appointed representatives called Combined Territories Boards, or CTBs. As well as this, Health Minister Simeon Brown has called for the decentralisation of Health New Zealand, with the expectation the entity focuses on delivering closer to the front line, additionally expecting a plan to do so by the end of the year. For our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I spoke to MP Stuart Smith about these topics, starting with Regional Council. Why is the government proposing these reforms to regional councils?
Oh, well, it's been a lot of duplication between the regional and district councils, and they're not the most popular entities in New Zealand, and quite often people don't even know who their councillor is, or let alone who the chair of the regional council. I'm in a fortunate position, I suppose, in that I have five councils in my electorate when you count ECAN, but one of the councils, the Marlborough District Council, is a unitary authority, which is much easier to deal with, I'd have to say, from an MP's perspective than having two councils, which complicate things. So constituents, I know, find it much easier to deal with the Marlborough District Council than with a district council and a regional council, which is often what they have to do.
RMA Minister Chris Bishop says that the proposal would also mean there would be no mandatory iwi representation and that Māori constituencies would be abolished alongside regional constituencies. We've already seen at a central government level the Treaty Principles Bill result in one of the largest hīkoi in the country's history, and more recently we have seen the Regulatory Standards Bill pass, which many critics have argued breaches Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Some Māori might say this is yet another attack on Māoridom. What would you have to say to that?
No, I don't think those things are related at all, quite frankly. I think it's a very long bow.
Dr. Mahina Arangi Baker, a lecturer in Kaitiakitanga and Putaio at Te Wānanga Oraukawa, says that despite the government saying treaty settlements would be carried over, she adds this is misleading as many Māori partnerships with councils were not established through settlements at all. Are you concerned that treaty settlements and ongoing relationships between Māori and the council would disappear with a move like this?
Well, I don't see why they would. Ultimately, councils are there to represent every one of their ratepayers and residents in their rohe, if you like, and that doesn't change. And each one of those constituents has equal rights to representation. There's no delineation between rights between people.
Could this lower Māori involvement and participation in local democracy?
I can't see how that would be the case, no.
With this proposal, as mentioned previously, alongside mayors, CTBs could potentially even be made up of Crown-appointed representatives. Could this indicate distrust from the central government in local government?
Oh, no, I think it indicates an ability, the government's willingness to ensure that people have adequate skills and capabilities on those CTBs. So I think it's a good move, quite frankly.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has previously campaigned quite heavily on the concept of localism. The Labour Party has criticised National as essentially breaking promises. Is this what we're seeing here? Are we seeing a shift to how National views localism?
No, I don't think so. That's, again, another long bow to draw. I mean, the reality is here that we've got an issue that regional councils aren't working. They're certainly not working in my area. The constituents in rural Canterbury, which goes all the way from the flats of Kaikoura all the way down to the Mackenzie country, including a whole lot of high country and, of course, a large urban area in Christchurch, where all of the power essentially rests with the regional council. So we see a regional council that's not responsive to the needs and wants of its, a lot of its constituents, just simply based on by the fact that they have all the representation from urban Christchurch, you know, which actually has the most polluted rivers in Canterbury, and yet they seem to ignore that and focus completely on rural Canterbury rather than actually cleaning up their mess in their own backyard.
Former Christchurch Mayor Leanne Dalziel argues on Newsroom that the proposed move would be subject to total government control, with the Minister of Local Government given the final say. How would the government guarantee that local democracy still retains a fair amount of autonomy?
Well, she would say that, wouldn't she? But there's plenty of autonomy and ability for local councils to make decisions. They are elected by their representatives, and those mayors will have a say on the CTBs.
Moving on to our next topic, Health Minister Simeon Brown has called for Health New Zealand to essentially decentralise the entity. Why are we seeing these calls from the minister?
Well, because the centralised behemoth of the bureaucracy is not working, clearly. It was pulled together by the Labor government in the middle of a pandemic, which was very badly handled, and it has been a disaster, and that's hence the waiting list and the mess that Simeon's having to clean up right now. He's doing a damn good job at it, actually.
Brown expects a plan from the entity at the end of the year. What does the party hope is a part of this plan?
That we can continue to make the progress that Simeon has been making in clearing backlogs and getting the health system back on its feet. We have invested in a record amount in health, and health is a large burner up of Kiwis' tax dollars, and we need to get that value for that money. And I'm sure that the efforts of Simeon, who's doing a fantastic job, will lead and bear fruit in the near future.
That was the National Party's Stuart Smith on the changes to Regional Council and Simeon Brown's calls to decentralise Health New Zealand.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.